The Special Olympics World Games begin Thursday in Abu Dhabi. A volleyball team representing the U.S. is from Clinton County, Pennsylvania. WHYY's Hemant Akhandi reports the team has won the state championship 8 times, but this is the first time the players will compete on the world stage.
Brad Marr started to play volleyball with the Special Olympics more than 20 years ago in Clinton County, a community about an hour drive north of State College. Now, he's going to his first Special Olympics World Games as head coach of his former team.
6:15, right? 6:15.
He jokes about the one big difference between being a player and coach.
All the things I used to complain about, now I'm the one telling them what I used to complain about.
That includes making sure the athletes are on schedule and in the right uniform at a Newark, New Jersey hotel the chaotic day leading up to their flight. Kidding aside, assistant coach Charles Litz says going to Abu Dhabi is a reminder of what's unique about the Special Olympics.
Whether it's an athlete with Down syndrome or an athlete that just can't spell, they're all welcome. They don't turn anybody away.
Children can enroll in the organization when they turn 8, and there's no age cap. Litz says it gives people who didn't get picked for sports in school the chance to show their athleticism. And assistant coach Sarah Fromnecht says it's a big deal for the team to get recognized for its hard work.
Like, we're from a very small community in middle central Pennsylvania that no one's ever heard about. So it's incredible for them and for us to be able to go there and not only represent like our home county, but the whole entire country.
The Clinton County volleyball team has won the Pennsylvania championships for its ability group 8 years in a row. But going to the World Games requires more than skill. States and countries are allocated a certain number of slots for the games by sport, and that changes every 2 years. For the 2019 games, Pennsylvania got a slot for a volleyball team for the first time since Clinton County's team has been placing first in its division. The team then had to win a random draw among all the other volleyball division winners in the state. Athletes such as Christopher Smith are aware it could be decades before the cards line up this way again.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing what other nations have to offer as far as competition goes.
Player Eleni Litz says she also looks forward to flying for the first time, interacting with different cultures, and making new friends.
Like, the way they dress is different, the way they act is different, and I just think that's really cool. And just to learn about that would be awesome.
And Connor Borner hopes he'll meet one of his heroes.
I heard there's going to be some celebrities up there, and I'd like to meet some of them, especially Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That doesn't mean the athletes won't get nervous. Kathy Marr says it'll be okay, because no one has to go through it alone.
We're more or less not just a team, we're a family. We stick together. We're connected, through thick and thin. We got each other's back.
And this isn't a metaphor. Kathy Marr is head coach Brad Marr's sister. Eleni Litz is her daughter. Her 2 sons are also on the team. Robert Borner Jr., who plays with his son, knows the family team's journey to gold won't be easy.
We know it's going to be a struggle for us because every country has their number one ranking teams.
He says he knows for sure it will be fun and the trip of a lifetime. Hemant Akhandi, WHYY News.